I'm over the moon, to be fair. I mean, it's something that I wanted to do all summer, but, you know, I've been on holiday and what have you, so it's just nice to get it sorted out now.
Yeah, when we spoke to Stephen Bywater this week, he admitted a deal was always going to happen. It was virtually agreed since the end of the season. So did you always know that, you'd be staying at Hillsborough like him?
Yeah, of course I did, yeah. But like I say, I mean, you know, just, you know, with lads going away and manager going away and, you know, these things happen. So it's just nice to, you know, sit down and finally get put pen to paper.
What's that period like from the end of the season until you sign the contract? Because even if things are agreed verbally, you must be sort of anxious to just get things signed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nothing's ever sorted until you put pen to paper. So, you know, like you say, you can sort a contract verbally, but until it's actually on the table, you don't know what's going to happen. So, you know, it's, you know, put on a personal note, it's relieved, you know, to actually, you know, get it all done, get the job done. And, you know, I know now that I'll be at Sheffield Wednesday for a further 2 years in, you know, in the Championship and so on. So it's just, you know, it's comforting and, you know, hopefully we can push on.
You've had some highs and lows at Sheffield Wednesday, but ended last season playing a key role in helping the team to win promotion. I'm guessing you just want to build off that now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if we can set the momentum that we've had this season into next season, there's no reason why we can't push for, you know, promotion again and, you know, go again. We've got the players to do it and the manager's bringing in, you know, new faces. So there's going to be a lot of competition for shirts this year, which is, you know, it can all be a positive.
On a personal note, how does winning promotion last season rank for you in terms of your career?
You know, there's no feeling like promotion. I've never experienced it before. You know, to do it in front of 38,000 was just phenomenal. And you know, everyone's buzzed around the city. And you know, like I say, I don't think Sheffield Wednesday won the Championship. You know, a club of its stature should be in the Premier League. So, you know, if we can, like I say, we can take our momentum into the next season, then there's no reason why we can't push on again.
You did have that loan spell last season at the MK Dons. Was there a time when you perhaps thought, you know what, I'm going to have to move away, perhaps permanently from Sheffield Wednesday, to get things going, to get this first team football? Did you think at a time that maybe a 2-year deal like this wasn't going to happen?
Well, I've done, but, you know, personnel in terms of your managers changed and, you know, opinions changed of players. So, you know, that happens in football. But, I mean, yeah, I probably did think at one point, you know, I might have to move on. But, you know, back and, you know, he's a new manager and, you know, he put me back in the team and, you know, I'd like to think that I've done all right in a spot that I've never played before. My preferred position is centre-half, but I'll play wherever he wants me to play.
Yeah, you did play some games at fullback last year. That flexibility will help you, won't it, next season and help your chances of starting games, because there's going to be a lot of competition there.
Yeah, it's good for any player to be versatile. You know, then, you know, you open up your options in terms of, you know, where to play. So if the manager considers me to, you know, to be, you know, coming for left back, that can all be good for me and the team.
What do you make of the additions that Dave's made this season so far? There's been a lot of new faces coming in that back five. There is going to be good competition there. What do you make of it all so far?
Yeah, I mean, you know, from what I've heard, you know, they're good players. He's not going to bring in players that, you know, he doesn't think they're going to do the job. So, you know, like I say, there's going to be great competition this year. You know, pre-season is going to be massive. And, you know, whoever manages to get that shirt, I'll, you know, have to be on the toes, because there'll be people, you know, pushing for that starting shirt themselves.
What do you think Wednesday can achieve next season in the Championship?
Well, like I say, if we take our momentum into next season, what we have done this season, there's no reason why we can push on again. We've got, you know, the right personnel in place in terms of staff and players. So, you know, it's down to us now. So, we, you know, we can gel all the pre-season and, you know, take it to the first game of the season, that'll be away.